Dry weather is expected to continue through midweek with warming temperatures and gradually increasing humidity as high pressure builds across the mid-Atlantic region, bringing a warm southwesterly flow of air to our region. A cold front will be approaching from the upper Great Lakes and southeast Canada as we head into our Thursday. That'll bring the chance for some showers and thunderstorms both Thursday afternoon and Thursday night and potentially lingering into early Friday morning. Then high pressure will build eastward across the Great Lakes on Friday with cooler temperatures and lowering humidity levels and more tranquil weather as we head through the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for the rest of today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast as the westerlies will remain confined to central and southern Canada, with only minimal influence extending southward into the far northern continental U.S. A series of low-amplitude disturbances crossing the Canadian prairies will help a weak cold front advance east-southeast across Montana, North Dakota, and northern Minnesota, while a trough ahead of the front edges more slowly southeast across western Nebraska and central South Dakota. Otherwise, an upper low is expected to remain nearly stationary off the southern and central California coast as another moves slowly east from central and southern Illinois into Indiana. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be sunny and hot, humid as well, with highs in the upper 80s. In Boston, sunny and humid with highs in the upper 80s. And in Buffalo, sunny, not quite as hot, with highs in the low 80s. The Albany, New York climate normals are maximum temperature for today, 80 degrees, with a record of 97 set back in 1937, and a minimum temperature of 60 degrees would be normal. The record of 45 was set in 1998. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise was at 6:07 a.m. and sunset will be at 7:49 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow, August 21st, 6:08 a.m. and sunset at 7:47 p.m. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Tonight, clear with patchy dense fog around after midnight and lows in the middle 50s. Wednesday, patchy dense fog in the morning, otherwise sunny with highs in the middle 80s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, clear with patchy dense fog after midnight tonight. Lows will be around 60. Wednesday, patchy dense fog giving way to mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. For the northern Catskills, the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s, and for Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, clear with patchy dense fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s tonight. A Wednesday, patchy dense fog giving way to sunny skies and highs in the middle 80s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, clear tonight with patchy dense fog forming after midnight and lows in the lower 60s. Wednesday, patchy dense fog gives way to sunny skies, humid conditions, and highs in the upper 80s. Your extended forecast region-wide Wednesday, sunny, mid and upper 80s. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening with highs in the mid and upper 80s. Friday, becoming mostly sunny with a slight chance for a shower early in the morning, otherwise breezy and cooler with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Saturday, sunny with highs in the mid and upper 70s. And for Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high near 80. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.